أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Living the Quran Through the Living Quran In this part 11, under the theme of the vast forgiveness of God, we have been reviewing verse number 32. And in this episode number 4, we want to continue in the discussion on sins and sinning. As you'll recall from our previous session, we looked at the topic of the effects of sins, and we talked about the fact that there are 14 outcomes or effects that a person will have to suffer in this world, and obviously in the world to come, due to the effects of their sinning, and obviously not repenting and asking forgiveness from God for those sins. Today, we want to look at how to recompense for the sins. People sin, sometimes intentionally, hopefully, most of the times, unintentionally. Whatever the case may be, we want to realize that there is a way to recompense, to make amends, to turn back towards God. What are those ways to recompense for the sins? Well, in our discussion today, based on the commentary of Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati of Tafsir al-Nur, we want to review 10 of the actions that are required, 10 things that can help act as a recompense that can help us gain forgiveness for the sins that we may have performed in our lives. And each of these will be backed up by a verse of the Quran so that we can better appreciate how God Himself instructs us to recompense for the sins that we may have performed, the transgression of His laws. Method number one of how to recompense for our sins is the performance of the Salat, the daily prayers. Now this comes to us from Surah Hud, chapter number 10, verse 114. The verse reads as follows, where Allah says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَ النَّهَارِ وَزُلُفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ سَيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ And keep up the prayer in the two parts of the day, and in the first hours of the night. Surely good deeds take away evil deeds, this as a reminder to the mindful. Number two is asking forgiveness for oneself and for others, trying to intercede for other people, praying for other people's sins to be forgiven. And this comes to us from chapter number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 64. And God says, وَمَا أَرَسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُتَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمَ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا And we did not send any messenger, but that he should be obeyed by Allah's permission. And had they, meaning the Muslims, had they, when they were unjust to themselves, come to you, the Prophet, and asked forgiveness of Allah, and the messenger had also asked forgiveness for them, they would have found God off returning to mercy, merciful. The third way to remove our sins is to give in charity. And this is based on a hadith, a saying from the book Ghurul al-Hikam, in which it's read, it's mentioned, Sadaqatu sir tukaffiru al-khati'a, that charity given in secret becomes a penitence, a way of repentance for the sins. Point number four is helping to alleviate the challenges which others are facing in their lives. This hadith is mentioned in Wasail al-Shia in volume number 16, page 373. And the hadith reads, مِنْ كَفَارَةِ الذُّنُوبِ الْإِذَامِ إِغَاثَةُ الْمَلْهُوفِ From amongst the ways of the atonement for the major sins is to come to the assistance of the one who is in the state of apprehension, of difficulty. Method number 5 of having repentance for our sins is mentioned in chapter number 29, Surah Al-Ankabut, in verse number 70, in verse number 7 rather, and it is about bringing about true faith and performing good deeds. And so God says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And as for those who believe and do good actions, we will most certainly do away with their evil deeds, and we will most certainly reward them the best of what they did. Point number six is keeping away from the major sins. And so in the Quran, in verse number 31 of Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, God says the following, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْحَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيَّاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. If you shun the great sins which you are forbidden, we will do away with your small sins and cause you to enter and know an honorable place of entering. Method number 7 is turning back to God, performing tawbah, and making amends for the bad deeds which had been performed. And this is seen in the Quran in Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, verse number 70, in which God says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Except him who repents and believes and does good actions. So these are they of whom God changes the evil deeds to good ones. And God is forgiving, merciful. The next way to have our sins forgiven is also mentioned in the Quran in chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 195. And it is in relation to taking part in religiously permitted wars and attaining the rank of martyrdom, of shahada. In this regard, God says, فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيَّاتِهِمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْحَارِ ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ. They therefore who fled and were turned out of their homes and persecuted in my way and who fought and were killed, I will most certainly cover their evil deeds and I will most certainly make them enter gardens beneath which rivers flow, a reward from God, and with God is yet better reward. The ninth way of having our sins forgiven is greeting others, feeding others, and the performance of the night prayer of Salat al-Layl. And this is seen in a hadith mentioned in Wasail al-Shia, volume 12, page 59. And the hadith reads, ثَلَاثٌ كَفَّارَةٌ إِفْشَاءُ السَّلَامُ وَإِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامُ وَصَلَاتُ الْبِلَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. There are three things which act as a liberation from the sins: spreading peace, greeting others with a commonly used phrase of Assalamu alaikum, feeding others, and performing of the night prayer while the rest of the people are asleep. The tenth way of having our sins removed is the verbal declaration of the salawat upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. And this is mentioned in a hadith, which is found in Bihar al-Anwar, in volume 91, page 47, in which it has been stated, مَنْ لَمْ يَقْدِرْ عَلَى مَا يُكَفِّرُ بِهِ ذَنُوبَهُ فَلْيُكْثِرْ مِنَ الصَّلَوَاتِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ فَإِنَّهَا تَحْدِمُ الذُّنُوبَ حَدْمًا. The person who is not able to gain deliverance from his sins should make frequent prayers, the salawat, upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, as this act destroys the sins, a complete destruction. The accounting of the purification of the soul and self-accounting is something different from accounting for the blessings of the divine, which one has been given. In this verse that we were reviewing, God clearly tells us, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not acclaim your own virtue. However, in another verse, in the Quran, God tells us, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And as for the favors of your Lord, do announce it. That is seen in the Quran in Surah Al-Dhuha, Surah 93, verse number 11. Now, as this commentary has gone through quite a bit of detail, let us conclude with our takeaway messages for this passage, this review of verse number 32. The first message that we leave the listeners with is that avoiding sins must become a way of life and become second nature for the individual. And the usage of the present tense verb in this verse by way of the word yajtanibun, that this proves that this is something which must always be there in the life of the person. Point number 2 is that coming close to sins has the potential to pull a person closer to the sin. And therefore, the Quran uses the phrase of keeping away from sins by saying يَجْتَنِبُونَ الْكَبَائِرِ, those who continuously keep away from the major sins. The third and a final point which we will conclude with today is the promise of having the divine forgiveness is not a reason or excuse for people to go on sinning. We must always try and keep away from sins, although God's forgiveness is there. But let us not use that as an excuse to continue to sin, to think that He will automatically forgive us for our actions. We ask God to keep us away from sins and to be able to make those amends if we have sinned within our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.